Preparations are underway to tow the SS United States from a pier in South Philadelphia to Mobile, Alabama later this week, where it's going to be prepared to become the world's largest artificial reef. KYW's John McDevitt reports people are already saying farewell to the iconic vessel that was part of the Philadelphia landscape for nearly 30 years.
Trying to make like a last-ditch effort to see it.
It's emotional for me.
Jason Taylor, Washington Township, and his mother, Gail, were among those taking pictures of the SS United States through the chain-link fence at the pier where the 1,000-foot ship is docked.
And just like passing by on the Walt Whitman Bridge, you know, like, there it is. I would tell the kids, there's the Titanic down there.
Their goodbye notes and flowers tied to the fence situated along Delaware Avenue. Alex Fogg is the natural resources chief for Destin Fort Walton Beach, Florida, which is in Okaloosa County. The county purchased the former ocean liner last month and will be sunk in the Florida Panhandle to be transformed into the world's largest artificial reef. He says the ship will be repositioned during high tide on Thursday, and on Friday morning during low tide, it will be pulled by tugboat along the Delaware River under three bridges and into the Atlantic Ocean to Mobile, Alabama, where hazardous materials will be removed over the next year.
There will be some sediment that will have to be moved by the vessel being towed, but the hydrographic surveys that have been done by a number of different agencies show that the buildup is not significant enough to prevent us to be able to remove it from the pier.
Fogg says it was discovered that the hull is in great shape and there should be no issues in getting the ship to Mobile to be cleaned. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.